They had a ferry boat. It was I'd think about maybe it was about about 30 feet long. They're big enough for a pair of mules and a wagon to drive on there, you know, and get it across. Then they built a. They brought a new. I don't know whether they built that here or brought it in. I can remember that cars began to get a few cars through, and you could put two Model T Fords on it on the ferry boat and get it across the river. And there was a lot of fish here, and everybody was pretty well equal. There was nobody that had a whole lot. They had what they wanted. They had a living, and that was all people expected then. Now then, they expect more. You know, times have changed. Just like when I moved here, I was here in this house. We lived here quite a while before I ever got any electricity in the house. Yeah, didn't have no. And back then, when we moved here, nobody had a refrigerator on an ice box. That's all you. If you had anything at all with an ice box, but we didn't even have ice boxes. And we kept milk and butter. Had all the milk and butter you wanted because we had plenty of cows. And all my life, we never knew what ice was. I didn't know what ice was until I was a great big boy. And the way we kept it, we had a box out there where the and it had a flowing well, a self of water, you know what self of water is. We had this artesian, we had a box built, and the water run in this end of the box and out the other, and we just sit in crocks. We sit the milk in this here cold water, see? And that's the coldest it got. It wasn't ice cold, it was just cold as the water. That's all it was. And then we kept our butter that way. Butter was kept that way.
Did the butter ever get bad?
Mm-mm. No. No, then you could keep it. If it did, I never didn't know about it. Now, after I got grown, I know that it didn't never get bad. Because we used it up. You take most everybody, them way back, everybody had a pretty good sized family. And they eat it. That's all there was to it. They eat it up. You see, my daddy's family was 10 kids in my daddy's family, and my mother's family, I think she was six in it, or six or seven in it. And in my family, and my daddy's raised six of us kids.
Which one were you?
I was the third from the top. I had a brother that was older than me and a sister that was older than me, and then I had two sisters and a brother younger than I am. They're all dead now except the two that's younger than I am. I'm the oldest one that's left. But they just died in the last 5 years. When they died, three of them died in less than a year. I had two sisters and a brother that all died in less than a year, just in a year's time. That's about, they've been dead now about 4 years, 5 years.
Are they buried around here?
Yeah, they're one of them buried in the Sanford Cemetery, and sister's younger than I am, and one buried out there in that other cemetery out on that same, on 46A, I don't know what to call that cemetery, and one buried out here at Sylvan Lake. You know, at Sylvan Lake, going out 46, you know, is way out after you pass I-4 on the old route of 46. There's a cemetery on the right-hand side, and that's Sylvan Lake Cemetery. And all my granddaddy and grandmother